Now, that is a strategy that is being used right now in clinical practice, but it's also being studied. Can you update your trial looking at that strategy?
Well, we have an abstract that has been submitted for ASCO 2007, updating our experience. The trial has accrued to all the patients. We have 32 women who are treated and evaluable. And the short version is that the most recent update confirms our earlier preliminary data that was presented at San Antonio and does show about a 70 to 75% clinical benefit rate in premenopausal women with hormone receptor positive metastatic breast cancer. The duration of response is actually quite good. We have one woman who is actually now 5+ years on treatment and has a durable complete response.
Now, what specifically is the treatment?
We're using gesserelin on a monthly basis. 22 days after the initial injection with gesserelin, we're adding anastrozole on a daily basis. And then we just continue that indefinitely, gesserelin monthly, anastrozole daily.
And I know that you've looked at the degree of ovarian suppression with this regimen. What have you seen?
We measured estradiol levels at baseline, at 1 month, at 3 months, and at 6 months. And in selective patients, but not as specified by protocol, we did follow up estradiol levels subsequently. We see very rapid and near complete ovarian estrogen production suppression at 1 month. It's maintained at 3 months, and it was maintained in all patients at 6 months except for one. We had one patient who did have breakthrough estrogen production at 6 months, but subsequent monitoring confirmed that the levels were later suppressed adequately.
Now, as the king of the breast cancer evidence base and the head of the NCCN Breast Cancer Committee, do you address the issue of 1 month versus every 3 month LHRH agonists?
We don't specify for any of the hormonal therapies dose or schedule of delivery. And I think that in terms of practice patterns, this is probably the use of the LHRH agonist monthly versus every 3 monthly is probably the only place where there is substantial variation in dose and schedule. I guess the one other place where there might be would be the question of loading versus not with fulvestrant. But we don't address that specifically in our guideline.
This would appear to be a little bit disturbing that so many people are using a regimen that really they shouldn't be using, it seems like.
I agree. I think that this is a situation where there is a very substantial educational opportunity. We should be using the LHRH agonists in women on a monthly basis.
Have you talked about addressing this specific issue in the committee?
We haven't.
Would you like to show them this data? I mean, the amazing thing is the 24% in the investigators. You know, you look at the list of people that we've got, these are the top people in the country.
Well, yeah, it is concerning. It is a real educational opportunity. And it may be that, I guess it was 2 or 3 years ago, the panel started specifying the dose and schedule of cytotoxic chemotherapy regimens that should be utilized. And this may be an example where that may be important in the hormonal therapies as well.
Okay, we'll do our thing and try to get the message out through this piece, and maybe you all take a shot at it too. I think it would be helpful.
I agree.